Here's a great post on my Facebook page. My wife quit having sex when she ate the poison better known as wedding cake. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. I'm Bill Carroll. Story out of France about a woman who sued her husband after they got divorced for not enough sex throughout their marriage, and she won, which got us talking about sexless marriages, which got me entirely depressed. And now we're going to try to get a little help here so that we can, you know, spark it up a little bit in your bedroom if you've been in a long-term relationship. If you just met somebody new, shut up. We don't care about how much you're having sex. We know. We were new once, too. Coming up in the next hour, the 2 o'clock hour, Shannon Farron's going to join us at 2:05 with details of another L.A. County politician's ridiculous BS parade and issue. So we'll get into that at 2:05. And also at 2:50, we will reveal the summer's sexiest star. Go to our website, KFIAM640.com, and you'll figure out why this woman was somehow voted ahead of Olivia Wilde. And I'll tell you who it is. And you might agree or disagree, but I'll tell you what. The photograph made it too close to call in my mind. And I barely know who this woman is. Well, because you know what? I watched her on TV when she was just a girl. So now she's grown up. I don't think of it. And then you look at the picture and go, wow, okay. So somebody grew up over the summer holidays. Dr. Jen Berman is a psychotherapist and host of Dr. Jen Berman. That's a good way not to have sex, mispronounce people's names, if you're dating, that is. But Dr. Jen and I are not to suggest that's ever going to happen with you and me, Dr. Jen.
I appreciate that. And my husband does even more.
Yeah, so does my wife. Psychotherapist and host of The Love and Sex Show with Dr. Jen. Anyway, all your information is on our website, KFIAM640.com, along with that revealing and arousing picture of the summer sexiest star. All right, Dr. Jen, I'm feeling like these stats, if you're having sex less than 10 times a year, you're probably in a sexless marriage. I could see by the emails I'm getting already, a lot of people are going, wow, I guess, you know, I thought I was in a sexless marriage, but that clinches it for me.
Yeah.
So what do you do if you're kind of stuck in a rut and you don't have a lot of sex? Where do you begin to fix it?
Okay, well, I want to say a few things. First of all, that 10 times a year, it's not a clinical diagnosis. This is sort of a random number that someone came up with when they wrote a book. So I don't want people to freak out over that number. And also to understand that, more importantly, sex lives ebb and flow over the course of a lifetime and of a relationship. There are couples who, for example, after having a baby, 10 times might be a lot of sex for some couples after having a baby. But then a few years later, they might be having it 10 times a day. So to understand that sex lives ebb and flow, but they also take effort. They take work. And traditionally, women tend to need to feel loved to have sex, and traditionally, men need to have sex to feel loved. And I think it's important for...
How's that ever work? Boy, nature really messed that up, huh?
Well, but it really does speak to the solution, because what ends up happening a lot of the time is when you're the person who wants sex and you're not getting it, instead you get resentful and you get critical, and it makes it less likely that you're going to get sex. Or if you're the person that doesn't feel like having sex, you're like, ugh, I just can't seem to do it. I just don't want to do it. Instead of thinking about it in terms of your wants and your needs, think of it in terms of your partnership and in terms of, well, I know that if I pick up my socks off the floor and I show her that I care about her and I let her know how beautiful she looks, that I'm more likely to get sex.
I had no idea that socks thing was a deal breaker. I'll work on that right away, Dr. Jen.
Foreplay changes when you're married. It changes, and sometimes foreplay is picking up your socks off the floor.
Yeah. How important is it to talk about it? Is it better to just go home and kind of change some of the habits the way you've described? Or should you sit down and say, all right, I was listening to this guy on KFI today, and we're only having sex 3 times a year. I think that's an issue. That bothers me. What do we do about it?
A worthy discussion, as long as it doesn't start with accusations and criticisms. And that's where most couples go wrong. You know, 96% of the time, the way you begin a conversation with your partner is the way it's going to end. So if it starts with, hey, I heard that 10 times a year is a sexless marriage, we're having a sexless marriage, it's all your fault, that's not going to get you anywhere. But if instead you come to your partner and you say, I've really been thinking about it, and we're only having sex a few times a year, and I'm not feeling connected to you, let's talk about what we can do. I imagine you're probably not feeling connected with me too. What can we do to help us feel more connected and help us to have sex? And also the thing with not having sex is that not having sex begets not having sex, and it becomes so awkward sometimes patients that it's hard to initiate it again. And it's kind of, as a couple, you almost have to be willing to sort of laugh and be awkward to get past that initial hump, if you'll excuse the choice of words.
That's an interesting thing you said, because when you start a sexual, when you first meet someone, it's awkward to kind of move from not being sexual to being sexual.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't think about it the other way, that after you've been sexual for a while and then it wears off.
Yep.
You can't just awkward. Go out on a date and then you both are saying, is he going to kiss me? It's kind of, it becomes weird, right? You
yep.
become like a brother and a sister.
It completely does. And to bring that element back in, you almost, you have to join together and be like, you know, we're just going to laugh it off. If it's weird, if it feels awkward, we're just going to do it anyway. Because also the other thing with sex is that when you don't have it, not having it makes you not want it. It's like the libido light switch gets turned off. And in order to turn it on, the best thing to turn it back on is sex.
Where do you think internet and the ease with which we can find pornography plays into this? Let me ask it even more bluntly based on the calls that we just had.
Mm-hmm.
Are men using the internet and then they just don't have anything left for their wives?
No. When they're not getting sex, it's easier to tolerate it in a certain sense, because you can go to the internet and get porn and your wife doesn't have to see that you went and bought some on the credit card or find it in the house. That makes it easier to ignore the problem. But I believe that the problem comes long before the internet. The problem comes in the dynamic, and some of that problem does come from that we live in a society where it's easy to be disconnected in our relationships. It's easy to sit on the computer or watch TV and not connect with our partner. We have less FaceTime with our partners than we do with characters on television.
Where are you on?
Scary.
I'm almost out of time, so I interrupt you. Sorry about
that.
That's
okay.
Where are you on planned sex? Brian and I were debating that.
I am all for whatever works. And I think most couples with kids, with jobs, have to, because you got to get a babysitter.
That's true. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Jen. Always good to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Dr. Jen Berman, psychotherapist, and all of her information is linked on our webpage, KFIAM640.com, where you can look at the summer's sexiest star and see if you agree. We'll get into that in the next hour. But coming up next, Shannon Farron and another L.A. County politician's latest kiss up to the constituency stupid parade. KFIAM 640. More stimulating talk radio. I'm Bill Carroll.